Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
That podcast growling, mean and angry. Hear those co-hosts shouting, it's Dana and Jay.
All right, latest episode of Hear That Podcast Ground is presented by Visa Network, working for everyone. Paul Inner Jr., Jay Morrison of The Athletic, here on Sunday night for another emergency pod. Here working for you. Ring the alarm one last time, and we can say it. Bengals land Lyle Collins, 3-year deal, offensive line renovation complete. How about that? This is Jay. It's funny. I was thinking, you know, Sunday, it's a Sunday here. We're doing the late night pod for people to wake up to in the morning and plotting the week. It's like, it's just another walkout of another Bengals win. It's like, it's just doing a little walkout after another Bengals victory on Sunday. This one, as big as any victory that they've had, since the AFC Championship in Kansas City.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a new record for the latest podcast we've ever recorded. But you're right, we've had some primetime game walkouts, the Super Bowl for one, that were later. So this is the latest non-walkout podcast version we have ever done, and for good reason. I mean, this is arguably the most significant free agent signing in team history. I mean, the DJ Reader one, you look at it now and it was big, but it wasn't met with the kind of anticipation this one was. Neither was Hendrickson. This has had everybody on the edge of their seats for the last few days. And then the news that he left town and everybody thought it was Armageddon, that they had lost him. And then they get the surprise on Sunday that it's done. Just the way that it's all kind of played out, and him being the big fish, the key piece they were going after, and to get him, it feels right now, maybe it's recency bias, but this feels like the, I don't know if I'll say the biggest, but most significant free agent signing in franchise history.
You could certainly make that argument in this moment. And I think we're going to look back at this as the biggest day of the entire offseason. I mean, when we're in camp and talking about where they're at as they start training camp, we'll talk about this day. Well, this was the day where it was the final piece, and a big piece, and a piece they couldn't get anywhere else. It just, you know, I kind of tried to write it in the lead up to this. It just, when it did, and we talked about it, it just turned into a crossroads moment. There just wasn't a piece with this kind of punch that could really be the finishing touch that you need to look. Let's be honest. Keep up with the AFC show that's happening right now. I mean, it's just, there is so much you got to keep up with right now, and they needed this, and they weren't going to find it anywhere else, and they had to push themselves a little bit and play everything just right, play their cards just right, and they did. You know, because here's the thing, Jay, people wanted him to trade for him, right? Yeah. Don't take any chances, trade for him, right? And people probably want him, just give him whatever he wants when he shows up here. Well, they had a sort of a call your bluff moment there after that first night. Okay, you want to call it off, end it, go ahead. They still eventually end up getting him. They don't have to give anything up. They've got the guy that they wanted and kind of targeted the entire time. And that is a big deal, and one that the Bengals played it perfectly for them. And it worked out quite well. And Joe Burrow is certainly feeling great today.
Yeah, going back to what I said before about being the most significant, it can only get better. If you think about it, if they did trade for him, fourth round pick? That seems fair. Let's see what happens next month, it'll be May by the time the fourth. No, it'll still be late April by the time the fourth round comes around. Who they get there? Where that piece could have not been a part of the 2022 puzzle if they had. I don't want to say panic, but it was a gamble. It was a big risk to not trade for him, and I'm sure they felt confident they could sign him in free agency, but it's never a guarantee. Whereas the trade's a guarantee. You get the deal done, you give up a pick, and you've got the guy that you need. And you're right, they played it perfectly, because as good as Bengal fans have to feel about getting Collins under contract, the fact that they didn't have to give up anything other than cash to get him is huge. I mean, who knows what this fourth round rookie is going to look like, but anything that he can give you is on top of what you're going to get from Collins.
And so now we look at the line, right? Here's what it looks like. Left tackle, Jonah Williams. Left guard, whoever comes out on top of a battle between Jackson Carmen, Deontay Smith, probably a rookie, maybe a veteran minimum signing, maybe Quentin Spain in that regard is back on something cheap and in the mix as part of a competition. That's really the spot that's going to be one of the kids has to develop. Ted Karras at center, Alex Kappa at right guard, Lael Collins at right tackle. That is not just no donkeys. That is really solid. That is a really, really solid group. It's a complete overall. I mean, you're going to show up on opening day with four different starters than you had last year in the Super Bowl, you know, and almost certainly. And I think everybody would have said, yes, that's what it needs to be. That is the ideal scenario. That is what it should look like, is four new starters and Jonah Williams. It wasn't just four, any four. I mean, these were three guys that fit, that are significant upgrades, are still all in their 20s. You know, it continued to fit everything that way. And, a damn top 10 right tackle to go with it. I mean, Lael Collins, he had the 5-game suspension, but those last 10 games, he played great. Mm-hmm. He is a road grader, man. Like, on the back end of that wide zone, he just destroys people. And, you know, you can just see him clearing out lanes for Joe Mixon in the run game and what that could mean, and the consistency that you can get from him blocking at right tackle with those guys next to him. I mean, it's really just kind of a defining piece. I mean, and it's not just about this offseason. I mean, there's a lot of big questions that are going to face this team in the future, and that Joe Burrow is going to have to contemplate when there's a deal put in front of them next year and they're talking about, okay, it's 5, 7, 22 years, Joe, whatever you want to play here. And he's got to make that call. And, you know, were the words of Carson Palmer going to be ringing in the background? They're not going to get people to protect. Are they going to really try to protect you? They have spent the money. They've taken the aggressive route. They've spent on guard, for God's sakes, and did a full overhaul of the line for him and gave him his college buddy, Jamar Chase, and they've given him full reign. You know, he's the Pied Piper in sweatpants at Jeff Ruby's, like, you know, just doing his thing again. And they've done everything for him, and this was the one last thing they did for him. There's no reason to think that this wasn't the final piece to set up, you know, everything you want for the foreseeable future. And that could mean very long term for the most prized person in the building.
Yeah, because they if they don't take this step this offseason, you're right. And that factors into the negotiations next year when they're trying to sign him to a long-term deal. It has to be in his back of his mind. Is this the best thing? That the money might be great, but is this team fully committed to protecting me? Is this team fully committed to doing what needs to be done to get over the hump? And they've emphatically stated so that yes, what Joe wants, Joe's going to get. And who knows, maybe he'll tell Mike Brown he wants an indoor practice facility next offseason in addition to his contract. Mm-hmm. But it's not about just the players. It's about the message that goes along with it, that everyone knew they had to do this, but there's just getting different guys wasn't the answer. They had to get significant upgrades and they did it. I mean, glass eating, ring wearing, significant upgrade, solid offensive lineman. I mean, it's hard. You have to feel really good. A lot can happen. You still have offseason, training camp. You mentioned it, how brutal this AFC is going to be. But I think anybody out there that's a fan of the Bengals has to feel really, really, really good about not just the prospects for 2022, but the direction the franchise is now going.
All right, let's take a second and switch gears here and hear from a sponsor.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
We heard Zach Taylor talk about, and we talked a lot about, getting his own guys and getting his team in here. And one thing I thought was interesting that Frank Pollock said with us on Friday was that, you know, there is something to him getting his guys. I mean, he kind of had to take on what was handed to him a little bit last year. I mean, there's some pick and choose, but he was kind of playing with the other guys' parts a little bit. And he now gets these three guys that he watched everybody. Find your guys, Frank. You know, here's the Steven Radicevic and Duke Tobin. They set the table for him. Like, here's your top tier. Tell us who you like out of this tier. And this guy, love him. Love Lyle. I mean, he talked about Collins with us and said, I love this guy and he's a glass eater and all this stuff. And he's everything you would want. And he's got his guys. I think there's something to that when you're running. They change the system a little bit. Frank Paulus bringing his own way to really make it click and mesh up front. You know, there is something to having your guys a little bit there too. And I think that's an extra part. Here's the other thing that I like about what this move also does. the depth is just, we talked about this last year. I didn't have a problem with the line as a whole last year. I mean, as the starters. Not great, right? But you could see them getting by. It was what was behind them was nothing but inexperience, and you had no clue what you were getting, and that bit them. Prince, who was fine, but I mean, a guy who was learning on the job, Jackson Carmen, who couldn't do it, Trey Hill, who couldn't do it, Deonte Smith. I mean, these are all guys that had not done anything, and you had to eventually rely on them, and they couldn't get it done. Now, those guys who have log snaps, who are developmental, jump between your first and second year and fighting for a starting spot in a lot of ways, are your backups. And they're experienced now. You've got something. You can see the future with them. There's not a freak out of, man, this, we don't even know what the hell we're going to see when that guy takes the field. Mm-hmm. Now you know. You'll know much better who would take the field if you do have injuries. And there's a plan there. And there'll be another rookie too, probably thrown in that mix, I would assume. And that's a big deal too. It's just everything about this. When we say puzzle piece, it's not just like I do a lot of puzzles with my kids. And I talk a lot about, you're supposed to start with the corners, do the edges around, you get in the middle. But there's some pieces. It's like a middle piece with like, it fits, it's in the four different holes. It's not some corner where there's just, you got to get one thing to match it up. It's got to, it matches you up in like five different spots and it connects everything. Boom. That's what this was. It connects everything. It puts the whole package together. And that's Collins. And man, just a massive day for the team, massive day for the franchise, a massive day for their hopes of getting back to the Super Bowl in just unrelenting, vicious AFC gauntlet.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned what the line looks like as of right now, and then what we expect the left guard to be, this open competition between those guys. But that, it, you just said it too, a rookie. That doesn't, what if Tyler Linderbaum slides to 31 and they draft him and then kick Karius out to guard, and then you've got, it's all wide open for him. And that just increases the depth, and they could do that with a guard possibly too. It's almost hard to believe. You knew this is what they had to do, and there is just still always that thought of, are they going to cut a corner here, or is someone going to outbid them there? And it was a damn near perfect week of free agency for this team. And coming on the heels of two previous off seasons of really good free agency, it's kind of stunning to see. You see the team make the run to the Super Bowl, and that was totally out of character. It's not like a light switch has gone off, but it is the fortunes and the mechanisms of this team have changed so much in the last couple of years. It's almost head spinning.
I mean, Collins said the Bengals PR media sent out a video just for sound bites for people in TV, because we're not getting him till tomorrow. And he said, what other team would you want to play for? I mean, just could you imagine? I mean, again, I feel like I'm going back to the walkouts in January and February. Like, the Cincinnati Bengals? Could you imagine saying this? I mean, and that's what it is. What other team would you want to play for? And that's kind of the way it feels right now. And you find the perfect fit and guys that want to come here. I mean, when we heard from coaches and people organizationally about, like, the Burrow effect is real, man. Like, we're hearing from a lot of people that want our guys to come here. And this is example, Exhibit A. This guy wants to come here. This is where he wants to be. And he's a massive upgrade for you. Can we talk about this weekend in the Kenwood Mall and just the process of this weekend? Because it's hysterical. It's what a just absurd couple of days this was for Bengals fans who have never refreshed their Twitter more in a 48-hour period, waiting for any inkling. Bengals fans were just on edge, right? Like, so word comes out this Saturday afternoon. They have the whole thing where it was like, okay, the guys went out and they went to the precinct and Burrow showed up in sweatpants and they all hung out or whatever. And it was great. And then, you know, you have the next day and Collins is in the mix and they have meetings. Everyone's wondering, how's it going? Is he passing the physical? Where are they going? What are they going to do? Are they having a sleepover at Burrow's house? Like, you know, what's happening? And then the moment comes, okay, are they going to get it done? And everyone is just so on edge. And the report comes from Miami. Clearly a calculated leak agent to a team that could also be in the bidding. Or at least they wanted it to appear was in the bidding about how, oh, you know, he's left town and it's over. And then lo and behold, I get tweeted at from my guy. Here I am in Kenwood with Lyle Collins. And I just was like, this is one of my favorite off-season turns that's ever happened. It's like now everybody starts Photoshopping him into different places around town. And I mean, it was just, and there he was there. He'd take pictures of families. He's like, where would he go? Is he at Cheesecake Factory? Is he getting his second free meal to take home from Maggiano's? Cause he plans on coming back tomorrow. Like, where is he trying to get a hat? Is he going to Lids? Is he going to be a Louis Vuitton guy to get some stuff? I mean, is he going to go try to find the Burrow shades? Then people are like, wait, he's wearing the Burrow shades. Like, I was in love with the Kenwood Mall turn. It was one of my favorite things.
And shout out to Lyle mentioned this on the clips that they sent out today, how on his flight to Cincinnati, there was a Bengal fan telling him how much they want him. And Collins talked about how much that meant to him to feel that appreciation from the fan base on his first trip into Cincinnati. So shout out to whoever that guy was at number one, recognized him. I mean, I'm sure he stood out with his size on a flight, but to kind of be the concierge or the go-between or the first face that Collins sees coming into Cincinnati. I'm sure that's not the reason he signed, but just to give him that good vibe right off the bat. And I don't know what was the suit he was wearing today. Did he buy that at Kenwood Mall?
I mean, I certainly hope so. It'll be my first question when we talk to him. What did you buy at the Kenwood Mall yesterday? What stores did you go to? Because there's a lot of conversation going on about that. I think a guy on the flight and guy who sent the photo out, shout out to both of them. Mm-hmm. Ruler of the Jungle was week one. I mean, let's put them both out there. Ruler of the Jungle and just, you know, all the tweets and the conversations. I think you put those up on the video board when you're doing their intro package. Shout out to these, you know, good Samaritans that kept it interesting and were spreading the good word for everyone to pile it on there at the end, which was just fantastic. I mean, Bengals fans, man, they're out there and they're a fun bunch at this point. There's no doubt. Bengals Twitter has gone from the darkest depths of humanity to just this fun loving carousel, and it's just hysterical. Like, what a turn! What a great turn!
If you are flight guy, there's a lot of people that are probably going to claim to be him. But if you can DM me a picture of your boarding pass to prove you were on that a flight from Dallas to Cincinnati last night, it would be fun to talk to this guy.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get Fly Guy on. I'm on board. All right. So what's next? I mean, we're gonna kind of explore this. We're gonna do a live room tomorrow. We're gonna treat it just like a big game. White walk out afterwards. Mm-hmm. Live room on Monday in the lunch hour, right, Jay? I mean, shoot. Yeah. Let's do it. Jay's gonna be fresh off a root canal though, so we'll see if you can talk. If I'm gonna hold this thing up by myself.
It's a root canal consultation. I'm not actually having the procedure tomorrow, so I guess they just tell me how awful it's going to be, which I already know. I've already had a few, but yes, it's got to be done.
You won't be talking like Kramer with Mel Torme and Seinfeld with the Velvet Fog. So hopefully you'll be good there. But yeah, so we're going to do a live room tomorrow, and because everybody's got questions. It was a big week. A lot happened. lot went down last week. We want to hear from you. So live room Monday in the lunch hour. The exact time, we'll drop that on you because we also are waiting to hear when we are going to be speaking with Lyle Collins tomorrow and others. So keep an eye out tomorrow morning for the exact time of our live room. Of course, you'll get alerted on our app if you are a subscriber. And if you're a subscriber, you can ask questions to us on there. But anybody can listen. They can come in and listen on the app. So we'll have that going tomorrow and we'll talk about what's maybe next. That's kind of be our next big topic. Where do they go from here? They go forward with a whole lot of flexibility because they don't feel pigeonholed to fix the line anymore. The draft, 31, 63, there's spots you could pinpoint them on that you could say they need, but they're not really backed into a corner anywhere outside of maybe that cornerback spot. They're not really forced to do anything, and that is a great position to be if you're picking where you're picking, because you can just pick best player available and stack your roster, and that's when you've reached a great point organizationally, is when your drafts, your early picks are just stacking your roster and you supplement spots in the mid rounds, and that's where they're at. They're in a great spot, and this is they're certainly in a better spot right now than they were 24 hours ago.
Yep. 4 weeks until phase one of OTAs. It's happening very, very fast.
Like so everything this offseason.
Yes. Very quick turnaround. But it is. It's going to be great to be able to get in the locker room and talk to these guys as soon as the OTA sessions start. And we will bring all of that to you on here. On this episode, or not this episode, on episodes of Hear That Podcast, Garland, and on the Athletic website.
Yep, all of that coming your way. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you next time on Hear That Podcast, Garland. Have a good one, everybody.